This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. The resignation of Attorney General Eric Holder comes sandwiched between, on one hand, two devastating losses against pro-life advocates, and on the other, the prospective takeover of the U.S. Senate by Republicans. Some say the White House is in full pursuit of a new attorney general before that can happen. Holder has given vigorous prosecution of pro-life advocates, resulting in embarrassing losses in court. There is the Hobby Lobby case, and Holder's Justice Department suffered stunning rebukes from the bench in failing to prove any part of its prosecution of Susan Pine, a Florida sidewalk counselor. This is Life News Radio. We in the pro-life media thank you for being pro-life. We know that for all we do publicly, the most powerful influence on the culture is you. It's like they say in marketing, the most effective advertising is word of mouth. You engage your friends and coworkers, telling them the stories the mainline media won't. You learn the most effective ways to share your own good news. You lead your families. From the bottom of our hearts, thank you. This is Life News Radio. Modern-day slavery is human trafficking, and the worst of all human trafficking is sex trafficking, the rebranding of the human person to become a product bought and sold for pleasure. The Charlotte Lozier Institute is highlighting the tragedy and telling how the CIA estimates 50,000 women and children are trafficked into the U.S. and that 55% of sex trafficking victims are forced into abortions. The vast majority of these sex trafficked victims visit emergency rooms, and they urge healthcare workers to be aware of the opportunity to report under law. This has been Life News Radio.